This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Now, we should mention that we do a regionally syndicated show.
Regionally syndicated.
Here and there. Our syndication map is like a youngster's head, his forehead when he's about 13. He's got a bunch of pimples to the left, a bunch of pimples to the right, maybe one or two right in the middle, maybe one big one on his schnoz, one down by his cheek, but mainly
one on his chin. One way down on his chin.
That they're not sure if it's a pimple or a growth.
He's got a long chin, too. Yeah. He's got a long chin shaped like Florida.
It's a Jay Leno chin.
That's right.
Bob Hope chin.
Well, this is my chin.
Anyway, here where we broadcast from in Washington, D.C., we got a break from the weather. It's fantastic outside.
Nice. It's gorgy.
Many cities that we broadcast to are still in the midst of the heat wave.
Mm. And flooding?
It's still hot.
It's still friggin' hot, still friggin' hot. Mother Nature is grilling, we're human hot dogs and brats. Still friggin' hot, my n****s are dehydrated like tiny dried apricots. Please God have mercy and end this heat wave.
Again, if it's
if
cool,
only to shut up Al Gore.
If it's cool where you live, disregard this.
That's right.
It's still friggin' hot.
Somewhere.
Still friggin' hot.
Some of our cities.
That little mole's a changing melanoma I've got. Still friggin' hot. Still friggin' hot.
Somewhere.
Riding on public transit up and here's more like Amistad. It's like August 45 in Hiroshima. It's so friggin' hot I'd even drink a Zima.
Well, not quite. But it's still friggin' hot. Still friggin' hot.
Gotcha.
Still friggin' hot.
Yeah. The late Warren Zevon. We're channeling him.
He's
bravo!
Great.
To get these modern miracles.
I love it.
And now how about this?
You're on the radio.
Hello?
Yep.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Bob.
Okay, how are you?
Good. I've been enjoying the show for the last hour. The music is great. I have a friend that played with the Farfalotis band who played the Swinette with the Buzz Burbank Orchestra. I was wondering if you're...
Swinette. I'm unfamiliar with that
you ever device.
Done that?
Smells your own fingers, maybe.
Well,
yellow.
I'll have to work on that one.
You know, see, you've wasted your effort, my friend, because we're on delay.
No, we heard it.
And we cut out that...
We're hearing it right now.
Sophisticated reference you made.
Uh-huh.
And so what you said doesn't really hurt us. Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, man.
You're on the radio.
Hello.
Oh, you know, I'm beginning to recognize your voice.
Oh, finally.
Oh. Well, I ate a lot of roast beef tonight, and my fart just...
Yep.
Hi.
How's the roast beef? And you're on the radio.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the radio.
Hey, Bob, I'm not feeling that funny tonight, so can you describe your for us? I think that would be really funny.
Well, it's sort of like your face.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah. I like Bob.
Bob Douchebag.
Good afternoon, Talkback. You are up next on the
Hugh Hamilton.
Hugh Thursday.
Hamilton.
Hello.
Good afternoon, Hugh. I'll try not to throw you down.
Okay. Go for it.
Go for it.
We have a bit of a problem here, which is, and I should alert you to this,
yeah,
your phone is breaking up. So...
Wait, is this better?
Well, much, yes.
By the window.
Okay, go for it.
So what I was saying was that I agree with the some such whatnot regarding the vocabularianistic semantics that were used by the previous caller, and I agree with your agreement that the Don and Mike Show should continue to...
Stop it. And if the next time you want to do that, you have to adopt a somewhat more... You have to be just a little more clever the next time you want to do that.
You're going
to have to talk back. You are up next.
Clever.
Clever. Clever to get me clever.
Because you didn't get through that time.
Yeah, clever.
Travel show with Arthur and Pauline Frommer. I'm Arthur Frommer, and once again, we're taking your calls. Pauline, we have a lot of people who are waiting on the phone, so let's go immediately to the phones. Let's go to Rudolph, who's calling in from White Plains. And Rudolph, you're live on the travel show.
Howdy,
happy Sunday, folks.
Thank you, Rudolph.
I'm calling because I listened to a show a couple of months ago, and Arthur, you were not there. Your lovely daughter gave me great advice.
Oh, good.
I wanted to go someplace previously to somewhere in Europe. I wanted to go to a spa. She was talking about mineral baths and mud and all that stuff. And I took your advice. I went to the island of Farfalotus where they had the mud blowhole. It was amazing.
Oh, wonderful.
Because I want to go.
Rudolph, if I can interrupt you just for a second, you know that the American Medical Association believes that the European emphasis on water cures and mud baths is a big hoax.
Yeah.
And you enjoyed your spa experience in Europe.
It was amazing. Farfalotus of the Blowhole was the most amazing place I'd ever been. And the reason I'm calling is because I want to take a vacation between July and August when it's the hottest up here.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to go someplace with a beach, but I know the closer to the equator you get, the sweatier you get.
Right.
But I have to say, before I die someday, I really have to go to Easter Island and see the. I really want to see the life-size statues of Rob Spiewak's head lined up on the beach.
And there are a great many people who are now doing that. Easter Island has become a mass volume destination.
It's actually a problem.
He went right past, yeah.
Yeah, he knows everything.
No, he just blew right by that.
Farfalotus of the blowhole.
You're on the radio. Some of his gray matter came out with that one.
All right, Bob.
Don and Mike Show.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi there, everybody.
What about the vagina?
You know what Tammy Faye's hooked on?
I was booked on Maybelline.
Yeah.
What glorious goo.
Tammy Faye.
Look at the size of his unit.
Wow. She doesn't have a unit.
The heaving, well-implanted breasts.
There you go.
Caught my eye immediately.
Right.
If it's human weight, save some for me.
Chris Hansen.
Who's your daddy?
I guess we are, Chris.
Are you straight, bi, or gay?
Yes.
I'm going to go to his house, strip naked, and walk in with a 12-pack of beer.
I webbed you. That means you got the apartment.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right. Talk about us, please.
A couple of guys who are clueless about what it is to be gay in America.
Yeah, not that.
No.
That would be us.
No way.
That was a joke.
Oh, my God. What a dumb joke that was.
Oh, hey.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
I mean, it's Big Ed.
And now. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Oh, welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
Hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
Welcome.
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 Funny show.
The show's going to be funny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Ooh,
ah.
Arg.
Arg. I like that.
Mmm. So good.
Mmm. Yeah. So good.
Mmm. Mmm. Oh, this part's almost over.
This show is almost over.
Yeah, that's it.
Hip, hip, hooray to me.
Hip, hip, hooray to you.
Boom.
Right.
I like weight.
All right.
Oh, hey, where'd that come from?
Don and Mike Show. Hi there, little brains. Here it is Monday. 2 days since we were here.
Has it really been a full 2 days?
Yep, and the phone number has not been changed, Mike. 877-365-3636. I know you keep waiting for the day we come in and finally announce that we have an unlisted number.
I've been trying to get that, you know. They kept the vandals out.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
I was just wondering if you had a chance to play the off-road football 2K8 yet.
I've been playing it for about a week. It's good.
Good. Are you with your homies online?
It's good. Yeah, I've played a bunch of our listeners online with that thing already on Xbox Live. It's good. It looks like the NBA 2K stuff,
mm-hmm.
meaning that there's a lot of facial recognition. Some of those guys like Dick Butkus.
I can see their face.
It looks like his face.
Really?
Looks like the real Dick Butkus's face.
But it ain't the Madden game.
No, it's not. The play is a little different, and I'm gay and queer for Madden.
Well,
so.
You know what I've always said? The play's the thing.
don't hate the game, Mike. Hate the player.
Right. Don't be a player hater.
That's it.
Right.
No,
No, it's good. It's real good. But it's no Madden.
No.
I'm sorry. Nothing is Madden.
I just spent my weekend watching porn. Hey, good for you. I guess that ends that.
I had a very quiet weekend. There was nobody in my house.
Nobody bothers me. Wow.
Except for the clown car full of very hardworking, I hope they're legal aliens, who have been just doing everything that I'm either too lazy, too inept, or too scared to do around my house.
Do any of them speak at all? Do any of them speak the English language at any level?
Well, there's a lot of this. There's a lot of knocking on the door and bringing me outside and pointing.
You, the thing with the with the roof, get the cap or kick.
And I'm not
roof.
Really sure what I'm saying yes to, but I always just say, yes, right.
Good job.
Good eye. I'm glad you caught that.
And then you go back inside and they laugh hysterically at you.
Hey, gringo. That silly gringo.
Bueno.
No, I'll talk about that cast of characters a little later. They're still all over the place.
Do they come in your front gate or do they jump over your fence?
Oh, God. They sleep in my trees, Rob.
They do, and that's good.
They sleep in the trees.
With a full treehouse set up. Completely done.
And I throw food up at them.
They appreciate
so they
that.
Feel at home. I throw 7-Eleven cheeseburgers and those hot dogs you get at 7-Eleven.
That's quality food. You know, the microwave cheeseburger is not a bad thing. I found that out on the train.
The only problem we have is when I try to throw the big gulps up there.
Mm-hmm.
Because, either you catch it or you spill it. And if you spill it, I say, well, you know, TS.
Or you can super glue the top on. That usually works. That's
So listen, my weekend was beautiful. There was nobody in my house except me and my girlfriend and the dogs.
Wow.
It was great. We went on Saturday. I have a question for anybody listening to us now in Baltimore, Maryland.
You actually decided you'd go? You pulled the trigger and went to Baltimore?
Yeah, because we didn't go to the
Inner Harbor,
like most dopes do. Uh-huh. We went to a little.
Where else is there to go in Baltimore?
Well, we decided we were either going to go to a Little Italy.
Oh, that's wonderful.
To have lunch, or go down to Fells Point.
Little Italy, which is lovely,
which is kind of touristy, but we ended up going to Fells Point and walked around down by the water and went to all those stupid shops that have the shirts that like I'm with stupid and the bit, you know, the big finger going one way. And
I've been to Fells Point like half a dozen times. I've never remembered any visit though. A lot of bars there.
We stopped at you see, my girlfriend used to work in Baltimore.
Oh really?
So she knows where all of the good.
Wasn't she the Oriole Bird for a while?
Yes, she was.
Back in the Memorial Stadium days, wasn't she? Wouldn't she? Or did she dance during Thank God I'm a Country Boy?
No. The truth is that. Well, Janet doesn't like to talk about this, but she was abused by Wild Bill Hagee.
now that's going way, way back. He might be dead.
Well, I'm sure it's because of what Janet did to him.
Sure.
After what he did to her.
Right. Whoa.
No,
Wild Bill Hagee. I remember that now.
No, the Orioles used my girlfriend like a resin bag.
Oh.
I mean, they
rosin.
Rosin. I had to actually... I scrubbed off her forehead, no pepper.
Such a big fan, though, isn't she?
Such a groupie for the Orioles.
Wish they were playing better.
Anyway, so she knows a lot about Baltimore, and it's really a very nice city, and I love it up there. Mm-hmm. And we went to what looks like everything in Baltimore, looks like you're walking into a morgue, either a morgue or a empty, vacant warehouse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No matter where you go, we walked into a place that was half one, half dozen the other, and a really nice hole-in-the-wall place. We got really good Baltimore food, had some crabs. Anyway, here's my question about Baltimore. What the frig was going on there Saturday? We got into that fine city at about 10 a.m., and when we left at about 2:33 o'clock, we could not get out of town because there were so many people going to the convention center, and they were dressed. Now, at first they thought it was like a rock and roll thing because I saw a couple of people dressed like Kiss.
Right.
You know, like Gene Simmons, Paul Stanley, that whole thing.
Yeah.
And then I thought it was a Harry Potter thing because I saw people wearing, like, animal costumes. But then I saw a guy, like, wearing a homemade superhero suit.
Oh, you know what that is in Baltimore? I know what that is.
What?
Saturday. Next time you'll know.
They were all going somewhere, and it was such a jam getting out of town that we had enough time as we were sitting. It's, I think you couldn't even make it through one stoplight.
So you
was,
couldn't even recognize, based on the costuming,
here's the thing.
What was going on.
I said to Jan, I said, this cannot be a regular comic convention because There's no Superman, no Batman, no Spider-Man, no Wolverine, nobody that I recognize. It's not Harry Potter because I don't see a bunch of people wearing wizard stuff.
Right.
I've just seen people. It really almost looked like a grown-up, I want to say like Halloween in July.
Huh.
And I'm not kidding. There were hundreds of people.
I'm not kidding you this time.
Hundreds of people streaming into the convention center in Baltimore, which made it impossible for us to get out of town. And they were just as happy as can be, all of them.
That's not right. It was like, Marty Bass's 60th birthday party.
That's what it was. Just like pigs and ass.
It was Don Scott's coming out party.
Hello, welcome to Bulmer.
But it was large enough, and there were enough people in various forms of costume that you realized something was going on.
Yeah, absolutely, something was happening, and we didn't. Yes, hold on. Here's John. Hi, John.
What? It was an anime convention.
What is that?
Like the Japanese animation type stuff.
Oh. Anime. Anime.
Anime.
I remember anime. Didn't you date her in Kansas one time, Bud?
Twice. Yes.
Anime. She put out for the whole team. Yes,
I like her fanny. Fannie Mae.
Fannie Mae.
And I like your sister Maggie.
Oh.
Maggie Mae.
Oh, you king of the Mays.
Thank you.
Man.
That's my day, you know.
May Day.
Wow.
Day. All right, so that's what it was.
Anime.
What a bunch of dopes those people are.
Oh, welcome to anime.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Radio God.
Hi there.
Yeah, the anime convention in Baltimore this weekend was crazy. These people come every summer to Baltimore. They get dressed up in their little costumes. We're not talking comic book convention type things like Spider-Man and Superman.
That's what I'm saying. Hold on one second, my friend. These things were like, they reminded me of the costumes that Frida made for Bart for Halloween when he was a kid, where like she would actually make him the dinosaur suit that had the little round out thing for your face. Or if you need a better a point of reference, how about that bunny suit that little kid had to wear in A Christmas Story.
Right. Yeah. Do you feel uncomfortable in that? You want to take that off?
The really sad part was also on the website. We went to the website after we saw these people walking around, after we found out. And on the website, they have in their frequently asked questions that people must not wear their costumes more than one day because of odors. And they even remind people to take showers and use soap.
Wow. Is this like Pokemon?
Pokemon. No. Japanese animation.
But isn't Pokemon Japanese animation?
What it is, isn't it like a
Speed Racer?
Speed Racer.
It's pretty adult, isn't it, sir? I mean, there can be nudity.
He's gone. You called him sir. That's funny.
Well, I just wanted his attention. You
there
know,
can be nudity?
Cartoons with the big breasts and the huge eyes. You're going over to convention center and see some anime.
Violence, partial nudity, absolutely.
Hello. It's going to be very hard to get out of town with all that stuff going on. There's always something at Baltimore.
They let you in, but it's hard to get out.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. This is Brian from Baltimore.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, it was a comic book convention and a artscape.
Now we're hearing conflicting reports.
You say a fartscape?
Artscape.
Fartscape.
It happens every year, and then also the comic book convention was this year. You had Robin, Batman and Robin all hanging out, all kinds of different comics.
I didn't see any real characters. You say it was a fartscape.
No, artscape.
Why is it called anime? Why not call it animania?
I don't know.
Why not call it animo?
I like things that have mania on the end of them.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
You hit Baltimore on a pretty big night. I mean, there was the Harry Potter convention and the Artscape, but the real thing is the Ed Norris Show on 105.7 HFS from 11 to 3. Listen every day.
Oh, that's beautiful. Wow.
Now, you're supposed to burp if you do that.
Way to sucker punch us. That's the guy that's before us on the station in Baltimore, right?
Yeah. Sorry, I work for the show. I have to promote it.
So you're a radio guy?
I am a radio guy.
Okay, what kind of dick, like, calls and sucker punches another show? Why don't you just get listeners on your own stupid show?
You gotta get listeners to do that.
I'm a big listener of your show, but I work for them, and I want to
get out of here.
Now you've done a disservice to your current employer by saying you're a big listener of this show.
I got no allegiance there anyway. I mean, it's bad enough that we've not bitched about the fact that they take us off in Baltimore virtually any time the Orioles play for their 5-hour pregame show. Mm-hmm. But I got an email over the weekend that starting in football season, they're going to have a Ravens player with a show on every night from 6 to 8 p.m.
Oh. Really? So the last hour of our show is bye-bye?
Yeah.
Well, that's no fun.
And you know how good those shows are when you just have one football player sitting there.
Oh, they're fantastic.
What could go wrong?
But in all fairness, Don, I have a hard time following Orioles baseball if I don't have 5 hours of pregame to set it up for me. It helps you to understand.
I think sports is overanalyzed anyway. I think sports is overanalyzed anyway. I think if you're going to overanalyze something, overanalyze beer.
Listen, I think our listeners at Baltimore should really call our station. I don't want to get into this whole thing on the air, but this is really kind of ridiculous. It's a face-saving move for CBS. I'll tell you why. They lost the rights to the Ravens 2 years ago, so they want to make it seem like they're still the Ravens station. Well, that's why you've got that POS AM station, and that's the station that's going to be doing the quote-unquote show with the players. So
I'm still comfortable listening to my my sports on AM.
Yes.
I like it.
Sounds better there.
It does. So every day of the week, come football season, they're going to chop off the last hour of our show to simulcast a piece of crap from the AM station, and they're only whoring it out to the FM station because they can't make money off it if they only put it on the AM station that nobody listens to.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye, Baltimore.
You catch that?
Mm-hmm. Like, I understand. It's not right.
Yeah, who cares about the continuity for our show?
Right. Yeah, come on.
It's more important, you know, to make sure that that Kyle Bowler has a show.
And there you go with your football knowledge. There you go, legitimizing it there.
Kyle Bowler's the backup quarterback.
Oh, he is. Okay, so you picked a
– So, like, what would he do?
You should have picked a kicker.
Whoever – number three.
I'm just doing a little test here. You don't know the kicker of the Ravens?
It's Matt somebody.
But it would have been better with the backup kicker of the Ravens.
They're in the backup kicker.
You know what? Get the Raven. Have a Raven?
Mm.
The bird itself.
Get the Raven.
I've been down on the field enough. That guy in that suit is a big fan of our show.
Is he really?
He really is.
That means he probably could do a good little pregame show. But it's not a pregame show. It's just a football show.
Yes, and it's just a way to make them appear to be affiliated with the Ravens. And more importantly, it's a way to guarantee during football season that they can put a couple $100 in their pocket every Monday night. And that just sucks ass. So, PU Baltimore.
Boo!
Get out of here.
Oh, always a pro.
Good luck. Good luck. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Huh. He said something, and then he panicked.
Is gone. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hi there.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm going to put it on. They cut the show off for the Orioles at like 20 minutes after 6, and they just run commercials, man, and it's like, it's crazy. They cut it off right in the middle of Buzz's newscast.
I know.
And it's just crazy.
Hey, I know. It's like they're running an abortion clinic up there. It really is.
There are none of those.
They just yank us out. Mm-hmm. They yank us out before we're born.
Man.
What's up, Don and Mike? They got
the big CBS hanger.
Rusty.
Well, maybe we can turn it around by having more of a Baltimore-friendly broadcast, like perhaps Crab Cake Thursday.
Hey there, Don and Mike show. What's up?
What's up, Don and Mike radio guys?
Hi there.
Yeah, it does suck when they do that Orioles thing, cut you guys off. But the Ravens guy, it's going to be Ray Lewis, and it's Monday night.
Yeah, and then they're filling every other night of the week with other guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You just stopped there all of a sudden.
What should we do?
I thought you cut me off. Ray Lewis, he's also going to be preaching, so they're going to probably play it on Sunday, too, because he talks about God a lot.
Football, and we're going to have a really good time, which we have. That sounds better on AM, too. You know that preaching? You ever hear those guys? Uh-huh. You go to the Carolinas.
Take a trip down to the Carolinas sometime.
Oh, my God. We are very happy that you and Jesus.
Are you a sinner? Sinner. Listening to this show, sinner. AM. You can't hear me when I go underneath the bridge.
I'm back,
Hi there. Don and Mike show.
Radio guys.
That sounds better on FM.
You'd punctuate everything by preaching and burping at the end.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Put your hands on the radio and feel the radio.
I hate it when they cut you off for the Orioles.
Yes, they're sinners.
Don't pick on the team.
Like the Orioles.
Don't hate the player.
The Orioles thing is something that we were prepared to deal with.
Yeah.
That's a different story.
He was sure not.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Howdy.
Guys, I want to be the first person today just to say how much Baltimore sucks overall, please.
Oh, now. Now, where are you calling from?
Well, I'm from Virginia, right outside.
See, it said then you don't have any credibility with that.
What do you know?
Well, here's my thing. Here's my thing is I take my mother once every 3 months, but a special appointment.
You take your mother?
Well, she dances at a club up there, Mike. She dances at
Larry Flynn's Hustler Club. That's still the funniest one, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Sure. Peter North.
I'm a good son. I'm only 26, so I still got to do some things, take care of her.
Sure.
She's got Parkinson's disease, so I take her up there to a special place. Every time I take her there,
Shakey's. Do you know why your mom sadly could never play second base?
Yeah, that's.
She keeps shaking off the signs.
She can play for the Orioles.
Oh, everybody's on the Orioles today! Wow.
I mean, I didn't start that; someone else did. But
you know, you'd have an infield if you get your mom and Michael J. Fox and Muhammad Ali
and the late Catherine Hepburn.
Yeah,
there you go. There's your third base, second base, shortstop, and first baseman.
Just every time I go there, the roads are torn, and I'd be better off parking my car at the exit for like Howard Street and just walking in.
Right, okay.
You would be better off.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Just solved your problem.
There's a little bit of that Virginia snobbery.
He should stay home and rent a movie like Tremors.
Hi there, hello? Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, it just sucks that they're cutting you off for the Orioles, you know, because the Orioles suck. You know, they really.
Oh, they're piling on the Orioles. Come on.
Everybody, listen. We're
really, you know, they should cut you off for the back room.
Listen, we're about the Orioles thing. Let's try to make a fist about this thing with Jocks getting their own radio shows on the AM station.
Yeah, you know, they should really cut you off for like Troy Johnson and John Boucher on the back room.
You tried to get that in there before.
Okay,
we don't care if you get it in there.
Was this some other guy like thinking it's cool to call up and say Howard Stern rules and then Baba Booey and then run away?
I'm just calling up to really pluck with Jocks. I'll pluck with everybody else.
What?
He's plucking with us.
Pluck. I said pluck. I didn't.
You're
going
to just pluck
yet.
With us. Why do you want to pluck with us? Why do you want to pluck with master pluckers? Seriously, we will pluck you up so bad.
We're the deans of pluckers.
Nobody plucks like we do. Seriously. So pluck off.
You know, really, you know what they call people listening to the show? Pluck Nation.
Bye.
Get out of here, pluck stick. Seriously.
What the pluck was he talking about? Mr. Spicoli, you're on a slippery slope here.
Mike, we call them Asian Americans.
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I have nothing to say to that.
It's a slippery slope.
Sorry.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, you know, guys, you can actually find some pretty hardcore anime out there.
Yeah.
Like porn anime? Uh-huh.
Yeah. Sure you can. Sure you can. And think about that. What kind of guy has to get off by watching a cartoon?
Cartoons turn me on. I actually like cartoons.
But, Mike, you have real human porn.
Yeah, but, I mean, I like to see cartoon porn. Not necessarily, like, real, penetration cartoon porn.
Do you think that you could get the job done to cartoons?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, because some of it is really, really unique.
The right drawing? Sure.
And actually not cartoons as much as comics. You know?
I believe that I've become too sophisticated for that. Back in my childhood, mm-hmm. I could get a Betty and Veronica comic.
It can't be like Fritz the Cat, though. It's got to be more like that, well, like that anime. I've seen that, you know.
Artfully
because they have a lot of jiggling in anime, don't they?
A lot of jiggling in that stuff.
A lot of female nudity.
All of that always looks to me like a first-person shooter game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what that stuff looks to me like.
Right.
I mean, if you can...
In a way.
Yeah, that's right.
Peter North.
In a Peter North way.
I have a Peter North story. Whenever you want to hear it, it's
how
rather.
How about right now?
Yeah. It's pretty significant.
How about right now?
I'm not sure if I'm going to get in trouble by talking about this.
Well, you'll be careful, I'm sure.
Go ahead. This is almost like, Mike, you know what? If someone was to call us and say that, we'd hang up on them right away.
It has nothing to do with content. I know I can express myself in such a way as to not jeopardize anybody's future here, but I will tell you it involves me and my good lady.
All right, good. Lay it on us.
All right.
What's the story?
It's quite simple.
Okay.
She does not like to view the adult content with me.
That's what we heard.
And the other night she made a joke about it, and then sneakily I took the other remote and kind of fired it up on the on that wonderful DVD player that you bought me.
Yeah, right.
You know, we're watching regular satellite TV, some boring movie, something that was on that we weren't really
and
interested.
All of a sudden,
and then while she turned the other way, I took the other remote and I switched inputs, so to speak.
You like to do that.
Switched over that.
I think we know that.
And she said, well, no, I don't want to do this. I said, oh, come on, please, can we watch this together, please? She said, no. I said, let me just show you this one guy. It's the guy we talk about on the show.
And
you showed her a Peter North scene?
And well, I had to, you know, I was so embarrassed because it was like, I, you know, I didn't know exactly where it was. And she's like, okay, what? What do you want to say?
He's always at the end, Mike.
You got to show this. And it's Peter North in, Buzz, I'm sure you know this scene. It's Peter North in a sailor suit. He's like dressed as a.
No, I haven't seen that one.
He's dressed as a naval officer.
This is one of the straight
it's
ones.
It's one of the.
Right?
It's that best of collection.
Yes, yes.
It's one of the straight ones.
This is not one of his gay films.
No, not gay.
Well, you said sailor.
Well, Buzz gave it to me.
Yeah, that's true.
It's this Navy outfit that he's got on.
Huh.
And I fast forwarded it till the end. The
right,
part.
To the money shot.
And I said, isn't that the most incredible thing you'd ever seen? And she made reference to like an ex boyfriend that she had had. And I was filled with tremendous inadequacy when she indicated to me that she did not consider that to be all that big a deal.
Oh.
Pixie! And I was sitting there, and then I went into this frenzy of rewinding and go, no, this. You're saying this.
And you're showing her the moment, the fire hose moment, right?
It was only until the next morning. This is how good a poker face she had. Mm-hmm. It was only until, and it scares me a little bit that she can play me
poker
like this.
Poker face? I hardly touched her.
It was only until the next morning when we woke up and she told me that she was kidding. And I bought it lock, stock, and barrel. I'm sitting there and she said, oh, no. And then she said something along the line. This is the same night when I was buying it. Because it's sex, and I believe everything that a woman says when it comes to sex. And she said something along the lines of, I thought that was kind of like what most guys do. I said, you're kidding. You're kidding. I'm happy for you. But between the two of you, you know, I was going to, if you were in that room, I would have been really angry. In fact, for some reason, I'm getting
angry.
If I
was in
right
that
now.
Room, I would have been hiding. If I was in your bedroom with your girlfriend and you walked in, I would be hiding, Mike.
So it wasn't until the next day where she said she was busting my chops like that, but doing so in such a, because she saw how I was looking at that and going, can you believe that? And at one point, you know, I went, 10 times like that.
It's pretty incredible.
And
those of us who have that talent.
Here you go. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I was, but the whole porn experiment was a miserable failure.
I'm sorry.
I feel bad.
Because it will never be. You've said this. It's designed for guys to watch alone.
Don't worry about that. Right. The problem that
I was just kind of feeling frisky.
If she was reminishing about some old chap,
she
who could perform that trick.
She convinced me she was, but she said she was pulling my leg.
Wow.
And other things. I would have killed her, Rob.
There's an alternative.
Rob, I didn't feel like taking it to that extreme.
Because that's what Rob does if Carrie spills a glass of water.
Doesn't take much.
Can you do the Carrie bellow? You know,
Carrie.
That's when she's on the same level, same floor.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Same room.
Hey,
hi,
Mike.
Yes,
the ex-boyfriend.
Shut up. That's nasty. Even though she was busting my chops, I'm still a little sensitive about it.
Did you think about this?
I thought about my own inadequacies.
Well, hold on. No. Let's focus on that for a second. Did you think about what if she was with some guy or saw some guy do that?
Yeah.
And then she thought about it and then the next day said, oh, no, I made that up.
I should say that I'm kidding.
Well, yeah, now I'm thinking about what you just said. Maybe that's the case. Maybe I'll have to grill her on it tonight.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm going to find out once and for all.
When Rob grills his wife, that's not a good thing because that's like a hand.
That's
a hand on a burner.
No, I don't know. But if Peter North was a tsunami, I'd be like a passing shower.
Take count.
You know? I mean, really.
A squall.
I was very, I always, one of the reasons that we talk about him on the show and I bring him up is because I'm fascinated.
I think
I find it fascinating.
I think
he's
all humans.
He is far abnormal.
Absolutely.
He's well beyond the average male.
All men are amazed and fascinated by his work.
Average male, please.
Thank you,
hold
Buzz.
On a moment. Hold on.
I'd say nearly all men. And a few women.
If he's a tsunami, I'm like partly cloudy.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you. There's only one person in this room that doesn't want to say that he understands.
Hi.
Yeah.
Not there.
Oh, that's too bad.
You know what? I know what he's dialing for.
Sure.
He's dialing for a testimonial is what he's doing. He's dialing for a testimonial right now.
Of course.
He's dialing for proof.
And the word
which he's wanted to do for a long time. Have you done it yet? I don't think you've done it. You've wanted to do it for months.
What, caller?
You've wanted to call her about this subject.
Oh, of course I have.
Sure.
Hello.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi there.
Hey, quick question for you.
Okay.
Hi, Janet.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Janet. It's about dirty time.
It's about what?
Dirty time.
Is that what you call it?
No, I'm calling it that now on the radio.
All right.
No.
It would be funnier if you really called it that.
It's a serious question, though. And I swear to God, I'm serious. You know that Peter North thing?
Yes.
Right. Can I do that or not?
No.
What?
No.
Hold on. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. I don't know, but no, absolutely never.
No. Hold on.
Understand the question.
No, you don't understand.
Damn it.
No.
Why are we persecuting the woman?
Hold on.
Why don't we leave it there?
No. Because
my question is, you're asking me. And
honey, hold on. Stop. No, honey, stop. Stop. I'm going to say this as delicately as I can. This does not involve your face.
Oh, well, then I don't know.
Hold on a second.
I can ask her. I can frame the question.
Go ahead.
Really? There's something that Peter North, obviously, in his films, is known for at Happy Time. At the ending.
Who's that actor? Or who's that? I know Ed Harris played him, the actor. Pollock? The painter.
Yeah.
Jackson.
I want her to understand the question.
At the moment of truth, Peter North...
starting to sound very metallic.
At the end, Peter North tends to produce a lot of... this is very difficult to address.
Raindrops keep falling
on
my head.
Don says that he can...
I can make it rain.
He can do the same thing the way Peter North does.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Well, hold on a second. You know what? Just to be sure...
Mm-hmm. Wait.
Hold on a second. Just hold on a second.
Don's going to
double-check
off the air.
Pick up the phone.
Oh, okay. Hang on.
And just tell Janet what I'm talking about.
Thank you for asking him to do that.
I think you're going to have to go into the producer's room.
Just go in the producer's room. Just pick up the phone and tell her.
As graphically as you can.
Hi, Janet. You know that thing we've talked about before. How are you? I'm Buzz.
Although she was emphatic about the
Janet. Hi, how are you? Listen, here's the question. Peter North.
Don't worry.
She was emphatic about the first thing,
though. Can he or can't
he? Okay. He's asking the question.
Yes. In as directly a manner as only he can.
That's why he's Buzz. That's why he wears PJs to work. Come on, it's a yes or no. Stop, and she is on hold. Hello, sweetie.
Hi there.
You understand the question now?
Yes, I do, and without embarrassing you.
Yes.
You won't be embarrassing him, trust me.
Okay, well, and this is, I swear on Danny's life.
Oh, that's her nephew.
Okay.
All right. You have exceeded that.
Thank you. Thank you.
On more than one occasion.
Thank you.
Exceeded it more than once.
Thank you.
Wow.
Do it all the time, Mike.
Well, you know, I see another career for you.
The witness may step down.
All the time.
His bedroom must look like England.
I want you to forget that nasty stuff that Buzz was talking to you about.
Well, may I be the first, finally, to offer my congratulations.
I've told you for years.
I've doubted you for years.
We're all very proud of you, really.
No,
I have doubted
doubt,
you.
Mike.
Probably on the only subject I've ever really doubted you on has been this.
Don't you remember 20 years ago? For goodness sakes, we moved.
Well, I've never
furniture.
Been there.
I'm not making that up.
Wow.
All right, thank you, sweetie.
Okay.
Nice talking to you.
Well, you know, I think it's a very select club.
I think more of us can do it than you know, Mike.
Now, see, don't do that.
I'm kidding.
I think you should join with your fellow freaks.
Hey, you would if you could.
I sure would.
We all would.
Oh, we all would.
Yeah. You would if you could.
Janet's answer when I spoke to her on the phone was, I said, can Don or has Don matched Peter North's ability? Once I described the ability, her answer was absolutely. And she, with no hesitation.
Wow.
And then
look at the look on his face.
She swore
he's
on
got
her
that,
nephew's
he's
life.
He's got that little smirk on his
You've
face.
You never believed me.
And then, I haven't.
And then she said, he's exceeded that. And that's when I dropped the phone.
Oh, God. Wow. Well, you know, and when you make that little joke, now that I'm thinking about it seriously, there are more of us than you realize. I am going to press M'lady on that this evening and find out if she was, because I didn't think it was completely unresolved.
Mm-hmm.
I think that maybe there was a little truth there, and then the next day she was just trying to make me feel better.
Or some truth serum.
Damn it. Damn all of you.
Maybe I could help you work out, Mike. Maybe I could be your Radu.
You know, don't you think that my workout regimen has been just as significant as yours over the years in that particular area?
Your trainer.
Don't you think so?
Yes. You've taken lots of batting practices.
I've been in the cages.
You've taken your share of swings.
Many, many times.
What am I going to say? I can't fix that swing.
Many times.
I can't. You're a singles hitter, babe.
As a matter of fact, there, you know, in magazines sometimes you see the you know, different potions that you can take that are supposed to improve that, and I've heard that's a big scam too.
Okay.
All right. So.
Okay. Yeah. So cancel the order, Buzz.
All right.
So all right. All right.
Hey, congratulations.
It's a Monday.
Wow, look at you.
Good way to start the week for you.
It's called Truth Be Told Monday. Hello, Don and Mike.
You really
show.
Know the ropes.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don, Mike.
Hi there.
This is, you know, Kevin from Wichita, the drunk bowler.
You know, if you turn a centipede over, sometimes it's got 8 feet on it.
What?
I don't understand that.
No, you lost us on that one. If you turn a centipede over, sometimes it's got
eight feet. 8 feet.
I'm the guy that's got the wife with the boyfriend.
From?
Oh, this guy.
To?
Oh, 8 feet.
8 feet.
Oh, I see. Yes.
That's a long ways.
Hey, you with me?
That's not true.
Yes.
8 feet.
We have gotten off the bed and actually with our feet. Go on. One.
Counted.
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
Well, I would say really you ought to think about being a stunt double.
You could be a stunt double.
If you've got a new sheet on the bed, it's impossible to not. It's like a shot put. You cannot miss the indentation.
Mike is getting up, counting out 8 feet with his feet.
Six, seven, eight. That's correct.
Oh, I've done that. I've done that.
I don't do it like that all the time.
Well, I would think not.
I've done it. That's maybe my record.
That's pretty damn good.
That is.
So, yeah, I'm very proud of that.
That's
Mike.
Incredible.
And how awful that is to have that incredible talent yet not be able to show it to everyone.
If there was a way you could.
You'll find a way.
If there was a way you could, you
would. Oh, God. People would pay to see it.
Wow. Hello. Yeah. Oh, this is the drunk guy with the wife that cheats on him with the guy in the swing in front of his house in Wichita, Kansas.
Well, she cheats on him because he's always drunk, right? You're Kevin, right?
I'm working on it.
Is your name Kevin?
Yeah.
Kevin the good listener.
What's up, Kevin?
Well, I'm going to give you a little update.
Oh, thank you for that.
An update on what, on your life?
Well, no, that too. Good. Well, I'm now divorced.
Oh, well, that's about time.
Yeah. Didn't see it coming.
Yep. So she left you for that guy from the front porch?
Well, no, that's over. But she found a new guy. Was my other best friend.
Oh.
Wow, you're doing bad the best friend department.
Well, do you think maybe it's because you're so bombed all the time that you just don't know what's going on?
Well, we're all bombed. All of us are.
Well, you're preaching to the choir there. I understand that.
So you've got the one best friend that used to feel up your wife out on the front stoop while you were drunk inside, and now you've got your other best friend who she left you for.
No, she didn't leave him for him. She left me for another woman.
Another woman?
Another woman. Wow. You have Charlie Stossel disease.
Yeah.
You need a tetanus shot right away.
Boy, that's so sad.
Well, last summer we had a lot of fun out in the pool. And, you know, me and...
What not?
Me and my wife and...
Is that the pool that's got the tobacco slick on it?
Just a bunch of white trash.
What not?
Well,
I got to ask you that. Is it above ground?
Yeah.
Who's your daddy?
But there were three of you in the pool, right? Is that what you were getting to?
Oh, there's been three, four of us all the time.
Because you got a nice ass. Uh-huh. So she left you. We're sorry to hear that.
Was the wife's friend hot?
Which one? The girl?
The girl.
No, the guy. Was the guy hot?
No, well, I don't know. He's my best friend, but here's the best part of it.
What's the best part?
I'm effing his XLA.
Well, everybody's happy.
What I heard between burping and the phone dropping out, I'm not sure what you said.
You're effing his who?
I didn't burp.
You're effing who? Who are
I'm
you?
I'm effing his old lady.
His old lady.
Well, does it matter now? I mean, because didn't your wife divorce you?
Yep.
But everybody gets somebody in the end.
Yeah. So
well, what is, now, how long have do all the families live in Chlamydia Acres where you
Chlamydia Court?
I think so.
So it's a hot lesbian that your wife left you for?
Well, what was that again?
Is she hot? The woman that your wife left you for, is she hot?
Yeah, she's not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad, yeah. And what about your best friend? Is he hot?
I don't think so.
What about your best friend's wife, the one that you're banging now? Is she hot?
Well, she's a little heavy, but she's not bad.
How heavy?
Did he drop the S-bomb?
No.
About 180.
About 180, well. Hi there, how are you? That's like my left leg.
She's what, three? Me? I'm about 170.
She's 180, but she's 3'10".
Well, sorry to hear that your life is back in the toilet.
Yeah.
But at least you're banging his best friend. You're banging your ex-best friend's
ex-old lady.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, I'm getting something. Something.
Good for you, Kevin.
And how's work at the law firm going?
How's the bowling?
we don't start until August.
That's right.
Didn't you used to call us from your bathtub?
Do I want my bathtub?
Hadn't you called us before when you were getting drunk in your bathtub?
Once, maybe.
Yeah,
I think so.
Hard to remember.
I remember you.
Where are you right now? Are you on the front porch?
No, I'm on the front porch drinking my beer.
Yeah.
What's the flavor today? I like it when you talk to a drunk and you say, "Are you on the front porch?" He goes, "Nope, I'm on my front porch."
Yeah, I'm in the infamous front porch swing.
Okay. And what's your flavor?
Today it's Keystone Light.
Keystone Light.
Keystone Light.
Keystone Light. That'll help the liver along quite nicely.
That's made with donkeys, isn't it?
from Mexico, right after the Donkey Sex Shows.
I believe so.
Yes, you were gonna say something, Kevin?
No, I was waiting for you to finish.
Yes, go right ahead.
Oh, well, what do you want to know?
Well, Kevin, I think you've given us all of the news that we need to know from you, our favorite listener of all time. And we hope that you check back in.
Yes.
And I will.
When the next exciting development happens in your life.
The next one?
The next time that something exciting happens, call us back.
I will do that.
Make sure to put a trash can next to the bed tonight.
There's always a trash can next to the bed.
Very
God
good.
Damn right.
Handy.
You can't live in Wichita without having one.
That's right.
Say hi to Buzz's dad for us.
Okie dokie.
I mean, seriously, go knock on his door. He has a red pickup truck.
You got enough smokes?
Yeah, I just went and restocked.
All right.
Good for you.
I went to the store and got me three packs.
What would the flavor be? A Marlboro Reds?
Nope. You probably never heard of.
Generic?
Never heard of.
Carnival Ultralight 100s.
Oh, okay. A light touch.
Carnival.
Well, they're not bad. Watching his health.
No, only something like 239 a pack.
Not bad.
That's right. So you got a big afternoon of cigarettes and beer on your front porch.
Nice day.
That's what I'm having.
Right on. And you're in Wichita. My God, how can life get better for you?
Life is good.
You planning on having any supper tonight? You going to eat some supper?
Yeah, I got me a roast setting up.
Got some Dinty Moore?
Going
to pop open a can of Chef Boyardee ravioli?
Yeah, I just wish they'd come up with something that would mix my favorite flavors, like one of them beef jerky hot pockets.
And I got me a big old steak pork roast.
You got a steak pork roast. Nothing like that other white meat.
I'm gonna put it in my little George Foreman rotisserie and rotisserie it up.
Hey, very good. Enjoy. Good. Well, how are you gonna season it?
Then I'm gonna have some fresh corn on the cob.
Yeah,
good.
Are you able to eat corn on the cob with the number of teeth you have?
Got him finally. What time do you?
You got me on that one. Okay.
Yeah,
what time tonight do you think you'll be vomiting?
What time? About 8 in the morning.
He eats that corn on the cob, and the ear of corn looks like a seismograph.
No.
Looks like an EKG when he gets done.
Well.
Bagel Paul will be familiar with this. It's called Gadget Farms here in Wichita. They sell fresh corn and vegetables.
Gadget Farms.
No, I'm not familiar with
Have I mentioned lately how glad I am that I'm not living in Wichita?
Gadget Farms.
What do you know?
Yeah. You keep talking to me like that. I'm going to go down to Gadget Farms.
Until you've had that corn, you can't say that.
Gadget Farms.
All right, dude. Thank you for checking in, Kevin.
Well, no, they sell vegetables out on the
right.
Yeah, they sell vegetables out on the corner at the Star Lumber. And
no, they don't.
Listen to that. Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
Besides that,
can't even get into a fight.
You'll be happy to know that I am a gourmet cook.
You are a gourmet cook.
Sure you are.
It looks like baby vomit.
We are happy to know that. Yes.
All right, Gordon. Nice talking to you, Mr. Ramsey.
Okie dokie. And hey, my mother's not a whore. She's dead.
Doesn't mean she wasn't a whore when she was alive.
She wasn't.
Yeah, she was.
Yes, she was.
She was a huge whore.
And I do not live in Toronto or Toronto.
She was a round the world girl. Yeah. Your mama would ride the train.
She said, "This one's for my little baby, the gourmet cook at Gadget Farms."
Well, that's just where the corn comes from. It's good corn.
I know. Corn comes from Gadget Farm.
You know, the best thing about corn, you enjoy it twice.
Right.
Yeah, once it comes out and once it goes in.
Or the other way around.
Not in that order, hopefully.
Yeah, that's when the police ask you to spell do the alphabet backwards.
Well, that's got to come out before it goes back in.
Try the alphabet backwards.
Well, if you have to eat it, it comes out and you can eat it.
No. Try to recite the alphabet backwards. It's very hard to do when you're sober. I'll give you a clue. The first letter.
I haven't been sober for 3 weeks. Right. What the hell are you talking about?
Z.
I haven't been sober for 3 weeks.
Why?
Good luck.
Well, because it's been
X.
2 weeks since my divorce is final.
Why? W.
Why do you think I'm not working today?
Can you do the alphabet forward?
Oh, I hear there's ladies about.
There she is.
Has the princess arrived?
She said she can't say that on the radio.
Put her on the phone.
Put Princess Nicotine on.
Okay, if you get it to her, I'll let her know.
I bet she looks like Tammy Faye when she was on Larry King.
Hey, what's this?
I was hooked on Maybelline.
What's this I heard on the news this morning about Tammy Faye and Jimmy?
Spider veins, spider veins.
Tammy's no longer with us, I'm sorry to say.
Put your girlfriend on.
I'm working on it.
Come on, Cletus. Jesus Christ, Cletus.
I'm working on it. Here she goes.
His name is Kevin.
Hello to hike up those terry cloth shorts.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, darling.
I'm watching all this, okay? It's too funny. God.
Hello, my lady. Ooh. Have you been to Gadget Farms?
I don't go to Gadget Farms. He goes to Gadget Farms. I already got my gadgets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So how's that leathery skin of yours today? Tell me, do your fingers smell of nicotine, my dear? I'm sensing
no.
They do.
Oh, no. It's not a smell of nicotine, baby. His fingers smell like something else.
Nasty.
Do your fingers smell like poo?
I'm a dirty old woman.
Are you going to be making dessert this evening, like maybe a Twinkie?
Oh, I am a dessert.
Oh, you are a dessert.
Yeah.
Will that dessert have whipped cream on it?
Let's phrase it. No, not yet.
Can I tell you what turns me on? Can I tell you what turns me on?
A little tar pate.
Is that right?
The smell of stale cigarettes and vomit.
Yeah.
That turns me on, and you turn me on, baby.
All right.
You are a human ashtray.
Hey, honey, can I ask?
No, I'm an ashtray empty in person, okay?
Hey, can I ask you a question, honey?
All right, baby, what?
What are you wearing right now, baby?
A dress with nothing on.
A dress with nothing on. Makes sense.
There you go.
Is your name Crystal? Crystal Meth?
Oh, hell no.
No.
Hell no.
Just Crisco. Not Crystal, Crisco.
Why don't you guys go down to the local Blockbuster and rent that movie Monster tonight?
it's a laugh riot.
Yeah, did it.
You know what? I'm thinking of a song right now. You're once, twice, three times a lady.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's kind of the way he feels, too.
Oh, thank you, Miss Diller.
Yeah.
What do you got planned for the evening after he finishes the pork roast?
You know what? But he's such a silly man. It's not a pork roast. It's a beef roast.
Oh, it's a beef roast.
You understand the difference between pork and beef, okay?
Do you like his beef roast?
I like his pork roast.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I like the pork roll. How's that sound?
Fine, Ms. Harding.
How many teeth do you have? How many is that? How many teeth does the average?
Let's see, what, 32?
Yeah, 32. 32, very good.
When did your drastic weight loss begin?
He said she's heavy.
Menopause.
You weigh 180, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, baby, more pushing for the cushion, more cushion for the push.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? If this front porch is rocking, don't you be a knocking.
How much of that 180 is tumors?
Oh, now that wasn't even nice.
Oh,
see, Rob.
I took it too far.
Thanks, Rob.
Cancer, not
who's
money.
Your, who's
oh,
your,
no.
Let me send a kiss out to you.
Who's your driver?
The front porch, and the front porch is swinging, okay? We got lattice work all around it. We do whatever we want out here.
Who's your driver?
Oh, Kevin told me to tell you we're getting ready to do one for both.
Who's your driver?
Gotcha.
Who's my driver?
I'll see you in the pool.
Whoever wants to take the lead at the time.
Oh.
Are you getting ready to have some weed?
I take the lead. Oh, yeah. Like it. Love it.
I'll see you in the pool.
Do you have a job?
Yes, I do.
What do you do, honey?
Oh, dear.
Ooh. Oh, my.
Actually, I am.
Donate blood?
No. Oh,
bus
hey,
driver?
Hey. No.
Male model.
I'm a safety leader at a KFC.
You work at a food store?
She's a safety leader at KFC.
I'm a safety leader. I take care of all the, anybody gets injured. I make sure the parking lot's taken care of, all the lights are taken care of. I make sure nobody gets hurt.
They don't let you touch the food, right?
Oh, I take care of that, too.
You do? How many smoke breaks?
I'm the drive-thru queen, okay? You want to get through a drive-thru, you come through KFC.
That's what we heard.
Oh, KFC.
KFC, right.
Yeah,
How many smoke breaks they give you at KFC?
I don't take any.
Oh, good for you.
Hey,
you ever smoke in the kitchen?
I wait until I'm done. When I'm done, then I have my cigarette.
You get free chicken?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You get the good leftover chicken?
That's good.
Oh, no.
Are you regular or extra crispy?
Regular.
Oh, what was that sound? Oh, dear.
Something good.
I do my extra crispy when I'm home.
I bet you do, honey. What's that mess you've got doing in your pants?
No. Baby is feeling good.
Hey, baby, are you clean down there?
No, I just got done.
Are you dirty down there?
No, never. That's why.
I have a cigarette. Does that tell you anything?
She has a cigarate.
She's having
I'm having a cigarette. Does that tell you anything?
She's always done. Clean. That's why she wears a 24/7 panty liner. Oh, God.
Hey, I go commando, okay, except when I'm working.
Oh, my God. How do you keep the meat in the sandwich?
Wow.
Oh, you are delightful, darling.
What a lovely couple you two are.
You're our chick of the day.
Thank you.
You're our hot chick of the day.
I'm the sober one.
You're working on it, though, aren't you?
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
My day off.
Oh, good for you.
Only day off, yeah. And Kevin, and he took the day off with me, too.
Good for him.
Good. Okay. Well, thank you for the call.
Well, listen, he wants to talk to you again.
Well, we really have to break, darling.
They're going, no, they don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, we have to break.
All right. You guys have a good time. I'm going to call you back.
Okay. I'm going to send you a douche.
All right.
Yeah, I know.
I need one, baby.
Bon appetit.
Sure you do.
All right. Bye-bye.
You're going to get that box and say, what is this?
Wow. What a couple.
Is this for the car?
Okay.
Bye.
Wow.
Oh, man. Who wants some Kentucky Fried Chicken right now?
Buzz, if you were any kind of a son, you would get your dad out of that city tomorrow.
No, he's all right. I mean, he's okay.
If you were any kind of a son.
They make jets there, you know.
I'm not sure they represent the population necessarily.
I'm pretty sure they do.
I'm pretty sure you can find them in any city or state in America.
I don't think so. That's pretty uniquely Wichita.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you say, Mike, that's not Sacramento, that's not Baltimore?
I got the impression they were vintage Kansans.
Absolutely. Sure. Carry on, my wayward son. Kansas, all we are is dust in the wind.
That's right.
Now, they were not representative of all people in Wichita. You know, they weren't like the bulk of the common people.
Right.
They were the elite.
Wichita's elite.
The royalty. The royal
the
family.
The social crowd.
The queen of Wichita.
On Yellow Finger Lane.
All right, be back. I think we'll talk to Gabe Kaplan about his poker and everything else.
Oh, good.
We come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.